Geeky Girl Gap Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Geeky Girl Gap. I'm Candace, and with me today is Vanessa.
Hello.
And we're talking about the Bechdel test. Am I saying that right?
I think it's Bechdel. Is that what you said?
Bechdel, yeah. Bechdel.
Well, okay, cool. Yeah, or Bechdel, or probably Bechdel. Yes. I feel like I'm overpronouncing it.
It needs to be pronounced. So the whole thing is, it's really strange that not many movies pass this, is there needs to be at least two named women. They have to be character names, not just girl one, girl two. And they have to talk to each other, and it can't be about a man.
Yes.
And
which you would think, with like all the things that you watch, you've seen that in everything you watch, or at least that's what I thought when I was hearing that criteria. I'm like, oh yeah, that's in like every movie now.
But you're like surprisingly wrong, because the reason this came up in my mind was I had just watched Solo finally, the first Star Wars movie I did not see in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's okay, we forgive you.
There were three female characters that had like names, and they all seemed really cool, but it did not pass the test at all.
Mm-hmm.
There is a scene where the female droid and Kira, played by Emily Clarke, talk, but of course it's about Lando and Han. And I was like, they could be talking about so many other things.
Like, well, this To be fair, if I had known Han Solo, like, at any point in my life, I probably would have wanted to talk about him 24/7, but I mean, that's beside the point.
Yeah. Well, this Han Solo wasn't even played by Harrison Ford, so.
I know. Eh.
And this is, like, a recent Star Wars movie.
And yeah, for sure. And even the original Star Wars didn't pass the test, which is crazy as well, because I mean, you would think in all of that, I mean, you have Leia, who's such a strong character. And so you don't really think about it being, I don't want to say like that if they don't pass the Bechdel test, they're like anti-feminism or anything like that. But you really do think that it is a strong, you know, strong female forward movie.
One that doesn't pass the test, but I think is pretty female driven, is Thor Ragnarok. Technically, it doesn't pass, but we got Hela, played by Cate Blanchett.
Yes.
And she is kick-ass. And then, of course, we have Val, played by Tessa Thompson, and she, of course, is kick-ass, too. They're both really strong female characters, and they all have depths, and they have a story arc.
Yeah, and I think that's why a lot of these are very surprising, you know, because For me, the ones that I felt were the craziest were, there are quite a few Harry Potter movies that do not pass. And when you think about Harry Potter, you think of Hermione, and she's like one of the most iconic female, you know, heroines, all heroines are female, but of our entire generation. So it's so weird to think that there's not a single scene in there where there's two named women that are talking.
It's actually, I think it's only one of the movies, at least from what I've seen,
is
that it's Deathly Hallows Part 2, which, I mean, you got...
It's Deathly Hallows Part 2. That's right. Okay. I thought there were a couple, but...
No, because, like, I think Hermione talks to McGonagall a lot, or, you know.
I guess there's just too much action going on.
Yeah, and I mean, the female characters in that one, again, Hermione helps save the day. Molly does say, "You bitch," to Bellatrix, but I don't really think that counts.
That was it, yeah. That wasn't a conversation. She just yells it at her.
Yeah, and McGonagall says, "Oh, I always wanted to use that spell," when she enchants the statues. I think she says it to Mrs. Weasley. But again, it wasn't a conversation. It was just like one line to each other. But like all three of those women are kick-ass, obviously. And kick-ass is my go-to to what makes a woman awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, and that usually is what you notice when you have a female lead of, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. It's just something you think about, and
Sorry, I was like looking through this list again, and I got distracted. Yeah.
What about Lord of the Rings? I mean, I know they even added a female character to The Hobbit, but
yeah, I mean, once again, you have I will admit that I'm not the biggest Lord of the Rings fan, so I don't know a lot about it. But you know, the Liv Tyler, her mm-hmm. character. I mean, I know that she's pretty. She's a pretty big deal in those movies. But then again, if you think of like the actual party, it's you know,
all dudes. It's a sausage fest. Dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, I think, one of the reasons I didn't get into Lord of the Rings. As like, you know, I was really into fantasy. We all were in fantasy and sci-fi, especially in middle school. Like, we had an English teacher who loved those books in eighth grade. But mm-hmm. I just didn't get into it, I think, because there wasn't really a strong female character in there. Yeah. There was no one I could relate to. And plus, those damn hobbits wouldn't get out of the damn Shire. Freaking songs.
Yeah, maybe that is true, because I didn't really feel connected to that one as well. Like, I saw the movies, and the movies were definitely good. Like, they have a lot of that adventurous quality, of course. And the whole fantasy world is very beautiful and dark, and you know, has a lot of very interesting things. But yeah, it was the same kind of thing with me, where I didn't really feel connected to it. And it's not that the characters that they had, the male characters they had, were like not interesting or anything like that, but it was, yeah, I think it's different when you have somebody like a strong female lead that you can just connect to and be like, hell yeah, like I want to see this whole world through her eyes.
And another movie that surprisingly doesn't pass is The Avengers, the first one.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Pepper Potts is in it. She's only in there for a couple scenes. Mm-hmm. And then there is Kobe Smulders' character, Maria Hill. Mm-hmm. And then there's Black Widow, obviously, Scarlett Johansson.
Is that really all, though? That's crazy.
Yeah, trying to think about it. That's all. I mean, like, Natalie Portman's Jane Foster gets name checked, but that's it. Mm-hmm. And something that I know everybody else is like, meh. The first two Thor movies, especially the second one. But what mm-hmm. I really loved about them was Natalie Portman and Kat Dennings playing Jane Foster and Darcy Lewis. Mm-hmm. And especially Darcy Lewis's character was not a love interest.
Yeah.
She wasn't, at least in the first one, she didn't have anyone. They just tacked it down in the second one. She was there as an assistant, as an intern, and she was kind of like the dumb one to ask questions so the audience could find out like what the science was, or mm-hmm. so they could dumb it down. But it was just really refreshing to see in an action sci-fi movie a character that wasn't, you know, there for a female character that wasn't just there to be a love interest. Mm-hmm. And also it just showed her and Jane being like friends, and, you know, it was good to see.
Yeah. And it's really funny because I'm going through a couple of these again. And the ones I didn't see originally were Toy Story 1 and 2.
Yep.
Which I feel like there's a good mix of guys and girls in that. So I don't really understand that one either.
Well, if you think about the first one, isn't it just Bo Peep, the only female character?
I thought wasn't Barbie in the first one too, though? And then also Mrs. Potato Head, though.
I think,
had to have been in the first one.
Oh, yeah. Too. She was at the end. No, I think she was name checked in the end. Mrs. Potato Head is a Christmas gift. Like, the green army men report back, and he's like, ooh, I got to shave. He takes off his mustache.
Okay.
So she's,
it's been a while since I saw those, so I guess I forgot about that. But it, once again, another one that I just never really would have thought as being, as like having no females talking to each other throughout the entire mm-hmm. thing.
The third one changes that, though.
That's true. Yes. This one isn't so nerdy, I guess, but it's one that I was actually kind of surprised at, which was La La Land. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, like, so she has
too.
She has the like the three girlfriends that she, you know, goes to the party with and all that kind of stuff, but they're not named.
No, they aren't.
it's just like they're there for that one scene, that one sequence, and then it's done.
Yeah, they're there again, to be backup.
Yeah, yeah. And once again, I know it's a you know, love story, so it's kind of really just centered around, like, you know, him and her. But at the same time, it's still kind of this story of a very strong female character who is going after the thing, like going after her dreams. So that one kind of surprised me as well.
And technically, this Moana doesn't pass either. She talks to her grandmother.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And to her mother, but they are not named. So I don't know if that really, like, maybe that half counts.
I almost feel like that has to count, though, just because it was so integral to the story.
Yeah.
Like, especially her and her grandmother. Like, that was very integral to the story. So, like, maybe the Bechdel test needs to be revised a little bit.
there are people who have a few different ideas of how to test.
Mm-hmm.
But we could also argue that Tahiti is a female character at the end, spoiler alert. Moana sings her song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she doesn't seem to be able to talk, but she responds in her, like, body language, you know?
That's true.
So yeah, I would argue Moana passes.
I think so, too. Yes. I agree. I think that it's a good set of standards just to kind of, you know, view movies by, and if you are making a movie to make sure something like that is in there, that there is, like, a strong female character scene. But yeah, I don't think the whole named thing, I think, it can be played with a little bit.
Yeah. But technically, I mean, a lot of the, what is it called? A lot of the modern Disney movies, mm-hmm, pass, like Frozen. Technically, Tangled, yeah, does, because Mother Gothel, but she's like a villain.
Yeah.
Same with Little Mermaid with Ursula and, mm-hmm, Ariel talking. But The Princess and the Frog passes with Charlotte, and also she talks to Mama Odie. Mm-hmm. Lilo and Stitch is,
yeah, like her
Nami
sister
and Lilo.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is a great movie. Ugh, I'm just crying thinking about it.
Makes me sad every time I think of it, though.
And technically, some earlier ones have passed too, like Cinderella. She talks to her stepsister, mm-hmm, stepmother.
Mm-hmm. But are they named? Well, I guess they are named. Yeah, now that
Anastasia,
I think about it.
Drusilla.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lady Tremaine.
Yeah, that's crazy. I guess I think it's just one of those things that even, you know, like, I don't think it really matters what period of time, like, the movies came out. Obviously, mm-hmm, I think that probably you will see more modern movies with more of them passing the Bechdel test. But at the same time, it's like, I think the idea behind, like, kind of noticing these trends was good and interesting, because I think there were a lot of movies, especially back in, like, you know, if you think of 40s, 50s, like that it was like all just about, you know, guy and girl, or, you know, the guy is trying to get the girl, or the girls are talking about the guy, and it just flattened a lot of female characters. So I think the idea behind it is really cool. But I don't, you know, like, I think that the ones that don't pass now, it's not necessarily because they are trying to stifle any sort of female characters. I think it's just because they literally just don't realize that, especially if they have such a strong female character, like in, you know, like in the ones we were talking about, like Harry Potter, like, you know, like Star Wars.
Yeah. Like, especially with Harry Potter, I feel like it's forgiven because it's just so much in that movie.
Yeah.
So much. Star Wars. I thought for the longest time, Princess Leia was the only woman in that galaxy as a child.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
I was like, no wonder Luke fell for a sister. He doesn't know any other ladies.
Yeah.
But they really didn't.
Can't actually blame him.
Yeah. They did a good job, like, adding more female characters. Even there's evil First Order ladies walking around, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. And like in the newer Star Wars movies, they have, you know, a lot of the, you know, well, there's like the general, and then there's like a whole bunch of other ones that are part of the universe as well. Yeah, I guess were there any ones that you thought deserved the whole like failing the Bechdel test?
What do you mean?
Like any of them that made it seem like anti-feminist?
I don't know if like anti-feminist in a way, but mm-hmm. like, I mean, it can be like an like weird science passes the Bechdel test, you know. Mm-hmm. That's literally about two teenagers that create a woman, you know, for that's yeah. so great.
That's true.
But like, I mean, technically, even the newer Star Wars ones, like Rogue One, like barely passes the Bechdel test. And that's just because mm-hmm. she has that talk with like Mon Mothma. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't they added another female character? I mean, yeah, Jyn Erso is a great character, but why not? Just throw in another one in that crew.
Yeah.
That's true. There's just like, it's that Smurfette rule. There can only be one female.
Oh, Smurfette. See that? Yeah. That does not test. That will never pass the Bechdel test.
Yeah. And I think that actually kind of causes a lot of competition for a woman because they think there can only be one woman, you know, yeah. in something. Yeah. Only one female in the story. We don't see like, females interacting other than when it's talking about a boy. Mm-hmm. So if you don't, I don't know.
I mean, I'm thinking of like thinking about like Disney movies that don't pass and like that I didn't really necessarily think were, I mean, it's a bad thing is like that also Jungle Book. That one didn't pass obviously. So there's no like, I don't think, are there any female characters in that?
Yeah. It's Black Panther. Not the Black Panther, the wolf mom. And then yeah. the Indian little girl who says, I let Django think of water.
Oh, yeah. My dad's they're definitely not, like, pivotal. I mean, like, well, I mean, I guess the wolf mom. But, like, they're not, like, super pivotal things in the story.
No, they're very, but they all have to do with Mowgli. They all forward his story.
Yeah, that's true. Finding Nemo also fails.
Yep. Pocahontas even really kind of fails because, yeah, she has that BFF, but they really just talk about, like, her dad or Kokomon mm-hmm. or John right. Smith, you know. But I guess maybe Mother Willow.
That kind of counts, right? Because she's a yeah. she's a named character. Doesn't have to be a name or a female. Or female. Doesn't
a
have
human.
To be a human female character.
Yeah.
Just okay. a female character.
Yeah, we're getting there. So yeah, it's all how you, you know, believe it. Oh, do you know what does pass?
What?
Emperor's New Groove.
That's oh yeah, because Yzma and what's Pacha's wife?
Pacha's
name,
wife. Oh gosh, yeah. I forget.
But yeah, they have interactions.
Mm-hmm. And then also the little Pacha's daughter too talks to the mom and Yzma.
Right. Right.
You know, so that passes. Another reason why Emperor's New Groove is highly underrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, I think we've decided that maybe there should be a little bit different kind of testing for Bechdel test. Bechdel yeah. test, can't even call it, know what to call it anymore.
Yeah, no, I think that it was it's definitely interesting. Like I said, for all the reasons that I said before, I think we've come a long way though. And I think that yeah. any, you know, obviously we are still working on a lot of different issues with sexism and racism and all of this in our entertainment industry. But, I think that it is good to keep these kinds of things in mind though when you are in the entertainment industry and making these movies, because yeah. as you can see, people do notice.
We do. We're watching. Oh, and then when I was researching this, I saw people were saying, "Oh, what about the reverse test?" I'm like, every movie ever written, you know,
a reverse test.
Yeah, two men named men talking about not women.
Oh,
that's every movie ever, pretty much.
I Yeah, because like even I can't think of anything that would not pass that, just because even if they do talk about women, they're also talking about other things, because a lot of times they are the main characters.
Mm-hmm. And I think the only one that passes, there was a movie and it had a remake, and the huge deal was it was all female cast. It was called The Women. This was years ago.
Oh.
And then decades ago too. But it had to do with men. Men were off screen. They talked about men all the time. Yeah. But you don't make a big deal when there's an all man cast anywhere else, because that's just fine. That's not a big deal. That happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. I would be interested to know, though, if anybody out there has done more research on this and would like to tell us any of the ones that failed the reverse Bechdel test, because there has to be something.
I can't believe people were even bitching about that. But you can find it on the internet, right?
That's true. Yeah, you can find us on the internet as well, geekygirlgab.com, as well as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all your favorite social media platforms, at geekygirlgab. We'd love to hear from you. And
yeah, we're slowly rebuilding our site. We had issues with our previous host, but now we're at Squarespace.
Yes. So definitely come and check that. Keep continuing to come check that out. We'll be making more updates on that as time goes on.
Okay, so stay geeky.
Bye.